Wisdom Wednesday regular segment. Brother Andre Marie, live St. Benedict Center, Richmond, New Hampshire. Brother, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
I am well. I am well. It is a beautiful, beautiful fall day here in Southeast Louisiana. It's going to get cold this weekend. I hear we're going to get a bit of a nap, as they say up in Scotland. I am actually looking forward to that. Has old man winter peaked at you in New Hampshire yet?
Well, peaked? No. I mean, we're supposed to get snow in the next couple of days. How much is not certain to me, but you know, it's been in the mid to upper 20s and lower 30s in the morning, and then it quickly warms up during the day into the 40s.
Yeah. Now, mid, as O'Connell says, when it goes below 60, that's cold. Okay. it is an uninhabitable environment if it's below 60 at any point during the day, just so you'll know. So maybe that has something to do with why she doesn't go to every St. Benedict Center conference. I'm kidding. All right. The four final things. Now, today we are still in the octave of All Saints. There is a saint today. He was a hermit. I had never heard of him, but I looked him up. And he's one of those saints that you wouldn't know a lot about. And even Butler only has a page on it. And about two-thirds of the page is kind of boilerplate stuff that he writes about hermits. So there's not really a big saint of the day today, because since we're in the octave of All Saints Day. Is that something that the church did in the calendar, or is that just God in His providence going like, hey man, don't mess with All Saints Day, Octave. We don't want any of you guys dying November 1st to November the 8th.
First of all, if you say there's no saint today, that depends on what you mean by that. That statement could be true or false. It's false in as much as the martyrology has a whole pile of saints whose feasts are kept today. It's true in as much as none of them rises to a third class or higher rank in the liturgical calendar such that they get their own mass. But I do believe, although I don't have the scholarship to back this claim up, I do believe that the church deliberately made it so that in November, especially the first part of November, there aren't as many third class and higher feasts, which would allow the observance, of course, of the octave, as you pointed out, but B, it would allow priests to offer more requiem masses in November. Because remember, on a liturgically free day such as today, the priest can offer different kinds of votive mass, including a requiem mass, as the mass that I went to this morning was.
Okay, interesting, and it's just a good clarification on the calendar if you're looking at it. You're going like, where's all the saints? Well, as I said, and you said the martyrology is filled, and I'm sure it is. My go-to sources are Butler's, and then I go to the one of the variety of trad calendars that I look at. And as I said, there is a saint. I don't think he has a mass today, though. I don't think there's a mass.
Well, today, I mean, two of the ones mentioned in the martyrology were the Crusader Saint, the English Crusader Saint, Saint Leonard of Rearsby, and the godfather of King Clovis, Saint Leonard of Limoges. So we have two Leonards separated by, you know, something like 800 years or something apart. There are saints, and they're not insignificant either. Not that any saint's insignificant, but Saint Leonard of Limoges is not unknown. So anyway, but none of them rise to third class or higher, which is why you're not going to see them on most of these calendars, which are actually based upon the liturgical calendar.
Okay. Now, I'm sure you've seen the tweets. My little brother is undergoing a quadruple bypass. It'll begin. They're probably getting him ready right now. He's in the pre-op, and they're getting ready to take him in, and then the surgery will commence. I'm sure that you can probably share this experience. I'm sure most people listening, or many people listening, can share the experience that, you know, when we start remembering death and memento mori, And when we start considering that, you know, we're all going to die, but there's someone that you know or someone that you love is staring down, you know, my dad had Alzheimer's, your dad had Alzheimer's,